Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Report, we have the amazing, illustrious news ninja, Josh Bernstein. He couldn't make it Monday, but he's here, and we have lots of things to talk about. One of the things that makes me sad is the death of Aretha Franklin. Not only the we call it the one of the greatest singers of all time in terms of soul, but also she had soul. In other words, this is the kind of person that crossed so many different subclasses of Americans of all different wealth levels and skin colors and so on. Aretha Franklin is loved by everybody, isn't she?
She absolutely was, yeah. I mean, the Queen of Soul, amazing hits, you know, 73 number one hits she's had in her career. You know, she's always been a voluptuous, kind of robust woman. And I think the saddest detail that we're learning is that she's been sick for quite some time, and when she passed, they said she weighed only 86 pounds, and she died of pancreatic cancer, which is one of the most aggressive forms of cancer one can get. So yeah. It's very sad. My thoughts and prayers go out to her family. May she rest in peace.
Let me give you a little segue. And this ties into something that we're both trying to beat up on, is the idea of socialism. Now, I believe that all Americans have the right to affordable health care. I believe all Americans have the right to privacy and not be vaccinated when they don't want to be, or not chipped, or biometrics, which is going to come up with the 2020 ID, was passed by George Bush. Pancreatic cancer, and I'll tell you what my research has shown, and I've been at this for more than 40 years now. Anybody who gets pancreatic cancer has SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth. I can pick it up not only on my metastasis scan, but also confirmatory tests using GMAP, or CDSA2 at Doctors Data in Chicago or Genova Labs in Atlanta or Meridian Valley Labs near Seattle and Tutwiller, Washington. And if you clear up the SIBO, you stop the recurring pancreatitis, because cancer in all of its forms, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, is an infection, primarily fungal and secondary bacterial and viral, that causes genetic changes that cause cancer. So it's totally preventable. In fact, I just diagnosed a gentleman last week with pancreatic cancer. I've been treated SIBO, and he's been off and on in terms of taking the supplements to clear the SIBO, and now he has a 5-centimeter tail lesion with metastases to a liver. So we're getting in for IPT therapy with Dr. Winkler, getting the GCMAF vaccine from Eisel's clinic, and the GCMAF third-generation granulocyte macrophage activation factor, and he's going to get insulin-potentiated chemo directed by the RGCC test done in Greece with Dr. Winkler and Carlsbad. So it's really unfortunate if she... I want to reinvent healthcare, just like we want to reinvent immigration. I think we should have an immigration day. And industry and states should put a specific spec for guest workers or for people they want to immigrate, and they have to follow the rules. And on that date, if it's not done, those people don't come in. We don't want to have an unending flow of immigrants that aren't qualified to make America great again. You can't make America great unless the building blocks, the families, and the people we bring here are bringing skill sets that are going to make America have infrastructure, fiber optic, skill sets of all types, whether they're just picking fruit, doing a work visa like a Bracero 2, or they're high-tech people coming in from China to build this high-speed rail. We need to start thinking again and reinventing ourselves, because that's one of the things Americans are good at. That's why we had Hamiltonian business and how we invented industry and virtually every technology of the 21st century, from televisions to telephone to expanding the Scottish invention of railway, which is my great ancestor in Scotland who actually invented it. I'm going to tell you, Americans have literally invented the 21st century, haven't we? And we need to kind of reinvent ourselves and not spend so much money like these maniac socialists that want totally control of the population. And so what I see happening is, it's unfortunate that we've had, if you saw me say 5 years ago, and I diagnosed her SIBO, I guarantee she wouldn't have died of pancreatic cancer. So what I see happening is I see a society with a broken healthcare system they want to spread to everybody. In other words, Medicare for all. I call pre-embalming for all. How's that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a devastating
proposal. It's a devastatingly stupid program. It's expensive as hell and kills people.
$1 trillion, let's say.
Yeah, $35 trillion. And then these idiots, they're talking, oh, well, it'll save $3 trillion. It'll be actually $32.5 trillion rather than $35 trillion of the current costs of health care for everybody with different insurance plans. All health care in America and every nation, including Canada, Britain, elsewhere, is broken. It's not really health care at all. Health care would find out your genetic and abnormal and metabolic problems and stealth infections and precancer months, years, or decades before it actually culminates in an illness that kills you, like poor urethra. What we have to start realizing is, you know, you don't understand and to get wisdom unless you swim through the lake of stupid. If you don't ask enough questions to realize you don't know what you're doing, you're never going to get smart, are you? And unfortunately, our arrogant medical system that wants to not change the business model gets really angry at people like me or people like Dr. Russell Blaylock, who simply added magnesium to the neurointensive care unit so people wouldn't die of intracranial hypertension after surgery. The medical profession doesn't want paradigm breakers. They don't want reinventors of healthcare. Most of it can be done at home or at a fraction of the cost because it's not good for the business model, is it?
No, it's not.
And the top-down control freaks like the socialists, these people don't want better health care for Americans. They just want control. They want to give you hundreds of vaccines even if it kills you. And, like, for example, the Gardasil vaccine is now listed because of the law, the actual recent situations that have happened with Gardasil, as a lethal vaccine. So you take it, you take your chances because it can kill you. But most people don't realize 28% of the people in Cornell University 6 years ago, they biopsied their brains and grew viruses. Many of them were actually from their childhood vaccines growing in their brain tissue when they died of dementia. Duh. Do people understand that we don't, and this is our cardiologists, don't know what causes heart disease? I do. When I confront cardiologists with actual science published in their own journals by PhD cardiologists, they're also physiologists and biochemists, they don't want to hear it. I had a dialogue 6 months ago with a cardiologist, and I had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard University. I worked with a Harvard cardiologist who's also a biochemist. We do a lipid fractionation or lipid electrophoresis. Now we have labs like Doctors Data that'll do a lipid fractionation or Meridian Valley Labs. But these knucklehead doctors, they have their heads so far up their behind, they have not seen daylight for decades. I'm not kidding you. I mean, it's the same with a lot of our politicians. And unfortunately, I guarantee you the doctor that took care of Teresa Franklin either gave her chemo, which kills half the patients. I know, I got trained in chemo in 77, 41 years ago. And I had to confront the oncologist, and he says, you're a problem child, Eagle. Why are you raising these issues? Well, I'm still a problem child, and I'm a hell of a lot older. I'm a 63-year-old, 3-year-old, still asking questions, because when you're 2, you learn to talk, and when you're 3, 4, you learn to shut up. I'm never going to be 4.
Questions.
I'm never going to be 4. I'm going to stay 3. How's that?
An inquisitive toddler.
I'm going to be an inquisitive geriatric toddler. How's that?
There you go. There you go. Look, the pancreatic cancer thing is a personal thing. My father had pancreatic cancer. Now, pancreatic cancer has a very, very small, success rate or longevity rate, if you will, sometimes less than 5 years. Well, he's been about 5-6 years ago when he was diagnosed. Here's the thing: that he had a special surgery called the Whipple technique.
Right.
And Whipple surgery is named after Surgeon Whipple, who created it. It had a 25% success rate. That was it, 25%. And
wow.
He had the technique, he had the surgery, And 5.5, 6 years later, he is, I guess you can say healthy, although he's in a memory facility. So I think what happened is maybe the chemo ended up zapping his brain.
Well, I'm not on chemo, his brain. I got treatments for what's called chemo brain. Most people don't realize everybody that goes through chemo gets chemo brain. Everybody.
At the very beginning when he was going through it, he had a T-shirt that he would wear in front of the nurses that said, "I have chemo brain. What's your issue?"
Right.
Kind of funny to talk about that.
Yeah, I got you the same term, so I must have thought like your dad. Hopefully I won't get demented someday.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that's his story.
I know how to reverse it using Lumen Photon Brilliant Light, Red Deer Velvet DR, a neurotransmitter support, remyelination support, and activating the redox of the astrocytes in his brain. We can prove it on a special imaging studies and a quantitative EEG. Believe it or not, we can get your dad's chemo brain back and get him out of that facility. I'm Dr. Deagle, and I have a
difficulty taking supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention, all shoppers. And welcome back. So, we have some other things to discuss today. The Amoroso effect, and that we talked about this earlier with Lo Ponte on yesterday, Thursday. I call it the Trump abuse syndrome. It's mind-boggling how this poor man is abused, and he's done so much. Honestly, I don't think Trump should show up without his cape on. He should have a great big, you know, DT, Donald Trump, with his cape and a big triangular thing in his chest showing his muscles. I'm thinking, damn it. This guy is like the Energizer Bunny. He's done so much good for almost a year and a half now. It's mind-boggling, and considering the Russiagate, in fact, the Russian hoax by Mr. Jared, who's an attorney on Fox, this is the number one seller now. I want to get a copy, because I think it's obscene that these people, number one, no one's wearing orange. Nobody, they're still on book tours. In fact, now the latest is this Juana Amorosa, and she pulls out even audio tapes, and they're an embarrassment even to the statement she makes. It's like, are you kidding me? This is Trump abuse syndrome, isn't it?
It truly is, and Amorosa is really going to get it, because here's the thing. She's an opportunist. She's a snake in the grass. She's been an opportunist for a very, very long time, all the way back to her days on The Apprentice. She was, you know, the most hated villain, if you will, on the show. So when President Trump, candidate Trump at the time, decided to run for the office of presidency, she reached out to him and said, "Hey, I want you to know that I support you, that I support your candidacy." And so obviously in the beginning, especially, he needed as many people as possible for his support and to keep him kind of going. So here she is. She's out there. She's supporting him. She's going to campaign stops. She's talking to African Americans on why they should support President Trump and this and that. And then he rewards her and her loyalty by giving her a cush job with a huge pension and salary and all that at the White House. And what does she do? She turns around when it was no more convenient for her, and she stabs him in the back. And I'm telling you right now, the Trump administration is going to bury Amorosa financially. She's never going to recover from this. They're going after her book sales. They're going after her advance. They're going after future advances because when she signed that non-disclosure agreement in 2016, it said you will not disparage the Trump administration, the Trump family, the Trump organization now or hereafter. There's right. your key. Hereafter. So she's in breach of this NDA, number one. Number two, it is going to hold up through arbitration on the Trump side because he is going to be in the right. And number three, he's going to bury her. And number four, and this is the best part, once she is completely buried financially, anybody that's working for the Trump administration now, was, or will be in the future, is definitely going to think twice before they open up their traps and disparage this president after they leave that position in the White House.
Right.
So I think it's excellent. I'm kind of glad that she's doing this because it's going to finally be able to protect and insulate the president even more in the future.
I think so. In fact, I think there should be proactive things. I think there should be, probably separate from the president, but a separate commission or an attorney like this guy in Utah that would look specifically at what it calls soft coup issues and start delicensing magazines and media that are actually calling for a coup or even an assassination. Look at Antifa. Why does Antifa still exist?
Right.
I saw actually on the news at least two people actually with their faces partly covered literally calling for a physical assassination of the president. Why are these guys not in leg irons in a prison right now? Why are they walking? And look at this compound in New Mexico where these people from Haiti and elsewhere, they're so-called Muslims, training kids to become terrorists, and the judge releases them. Oh, my God. Why is this going on in America? I mean, are we rational? Are we crazy? Do we allow judges to do this? Why is this judge themselves not being prosecuted and being delicensed so they can't even practice law? This is sickening.
Exactly. You know, I was talking about that this morning on another show, and I said, you know, there's over 22 terrorist embankment camps around the country.
There's not 22. I have classified sources. There's 42 big ones, not little buggers like this. 42
right.
big ones with active live AMU training with bombs and guns.
Yeah, and one of them that comes to mind immediately is the one in New York called Islamabad.
Yes. Islamabad, right? Isn't that crazy? Imagine calling it Islamabad. Oh, my God. I mean, this is not a movie set, okay?
It's on the map. It's that town.
And, right.
It's being run by Sheikh Jalani out of Pakistan and
right.
Afghanistan. And he's got his cohorts in there. And they're literally training people to kill Americans. So, look, this is not freedom of speech, folks, okay? You can say what you want about the country, but when you're training people to shoot up schools and you're training people to overtake cities and towns and municipalities and communities, I'm sorry, but that is illegal, and that should be squashed. That should be stopped immediately. And why the FBI isn't going into these places and shutting them down, I have no idea.
I know why. I got a new sarcastic eponym for you. The Federal Bastards of Instigation. Do you like that?
I do, because, you know, they're responsible, and they have the blood on their hands of that poor 4-year-old child that ended up dead on that compound. Why? Because the FBI dropped the ball, and they were either too afraid or whatever. And
no, they weren't. They were evil. Let's call it what it is. Evil is live backwards. They were evil. Let's call it what it is instead of, oh, they're stupid and they're incompetent. No, they're evil. They knew damn well what would happen.
Dr. Bill, what they ended up doing is they asked Jason Badger, the property owner in New Mexico, if he would wear a wire and a video camera and go into the place and try to get surveillance and information on them instead of them doing the job themselves. The
You're FBI. Kidding. So they have a non-trained person going in there with a wire. That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's also dangerous to put a civilian in a situation where they might kill him.
I think we need to take the entire intelligence community, the FBI, the CIA, Department of Justice, the NSA, we need to shut them all down, at least temporarily, for 6 months, and investigate all the crimes that are going on, add more robust equipment to local police departments temporarily so that they can still keep law and order, and then reopen these intelligence agencies with all new people. That's what we need to do. Because if we allow these people to continue. Number one, we're never going to get justice. And number two, they're going to protect themselves till the last breath in their bodies.
Absolutely, yeah. What I heard, though, is this interesting dialogue that I heard from very good and classified sources. The real battle is between what's called SOD, or the Special Operations Division, CIA and NSA. We know, for example, Peter Strzok was FBI, but he's also a counterintelligence agent for the CIA. So what we have is, inside, we have the CIA embattled with the Pentagon and military intelligence. Why doesn't Trump authorize military intelligence and the Pentagon to literally dehire these agents and clear out the mess inside these agencies, and then, as you say, reactivate them? But they need to come under a different authority structure, because they're obviously rogue. I mean, they're rogue. They're gone rogue, okay? And we need to know that. This is, Strzok is not an anomaly. He's standard operational procedure for these, what I call, rogue agencies, out of their mind, out of their control, and certainly not acting in American interests.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they pulled John Jihad Brennan's...
Jihad Brennan.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back. So, next issue, I think that Trump should have someone, so it's arm's length, so they can't blame Trump all the time. The latest thing that I heard from Omarosa, which I find bizarre, probably the least racist person that we've had as a president ever is Donald Trump. It's obscene to call the man racist. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It truly is, you know. And here's the thing. I don't know if you've heard this, but there's another story out there with Omarosa and Piers Morgan. And they were on
Apprentice.
Oh, Big Brother. Big Brother. Some show. And he has actually said that she propositioned him sexually.
Oh, no.
In order to try to win the fight, and he turned her down. She then made some disparaging remarks to him, being gay, and a bunch of other things. So she has a history of doing anything she can to win anything, whether it's an apprentice, whether it's Big Brother, whether it's the White House. She always wants to be in the spotlight. She loves, she relishes the position of being the villain, and she's very good at it. But you know what? She just stepped in it because she's going to be buried financially.
Obviously, each move she took, she never got advice from even a basic first-year law student. She's obviously, as Trump likes to say, a low IQ person.
Yeah, no, there's no question.
I don't care about her skin color. I got relatives that are darker than her.
Enough to look at the NDA and realize that she was doing was going to hurt her.
Yeah, and I get a kick out of her. You know, my mama was darker than Obama, so anybody wants to say I'm racist, I want to give them an intellectual slap. It's like, forget it, okay? In fact, my kids have got every genetic heritage of every human race on the planet in their blood. So for anybody to say that to both Dr. Deagle, it's like, forget it, man. Yeah. It's not going to wash. I got my Ancestry.com and my 23andMe, and my kids have got every ancestry of every racial group on earth in them. Okay, so stop it.
Let me add this. I don't believe that these tapes exist of him using the N-word or anything like that. And many other people don't believe that they exist either. But anyone that thinks that President Trump is a racist, understand that this is a man who won in the 1990 or 1989, I think it was, the Rainbow Coalition Award from Jesse Jackson. Okay? It doesn't get any more diverse than that.
Yeah. Jesse's not going to do that unless you're really kissing right. both the left and right cheeks, right?
Right, and not only that, let's not forget that the actress and singer Jennifer Hudson, who tragically lost her mother and another, I think either a sister or brother or a cousin or something, in a horrific situation of violence where they were murdered, after that murder took place, President Trump, candidate Trump at the time, I don't even know if he was even running. He might have even been running at that point. It was even before his political aspirations. He put Jennifer Hudson and 30 of her relatives, her entire entourage, up in the hotel, in Trump Hotel, inside Chicago for an entire month and didn't charge them one penny to do it. A racist doesn't do that. Let's
right.
also not forget that in Palm Beach County, Florida, they did not accept African Americans at the golf courses. They were not allowed to play due to an archaic old law. Well, guess what? He actually sued them and forced them to allow blacks into the country clubs in Palm Beach County, Florida.
Wow.
A racist would never do that.
No. This is like, you know what the problem is? It's the old Russian thing. If you throw a mud against the wall, the problem is Trump, the wall, Trump, is Teflon. It doesn't stick.
Exactly. And look, he's not a racist. He's one of the most generous people possible. And this doesn't have to do with race, but there was a situation where he was in a limo. I think it was on the New Jersey Turnpike. And he was in a limo, and his limo got a flat tire. They were stranded on the side of the turnpike. Some nice pedestrian came by, you know, good Samaritan, what have you, and helped him with his tire, not him personally, his assistant, whatever, gave him a ride, whatever, said, "I really appreciate you doing that." He's like, "Oh, don't worry about it." He's like, "Can I do anything for you?" And the guy's like, no. And Trump insisted, "Can I do something for you?" And he goes, "You know what? It's my wife's birthday next week. Why don't you send a dozen roses? She'll get a kick out of it that Donald Trump sent roses." He goes, "Okay, give me your address." So he gave him the address. You know what? A week later, somebody showed up at the door, not only with a dozen roses, but also with a certificate saying that the deed of your house and your mortgage was paid off.
Whoa.
By Donald Trump. Okay?
Dang it.
So this is the type
Dang
of...
Dang it. I mean, really, it's... Is this guy where, you know what, the thing is, he's really good at hiding his wings. He must be part angel or something.
Well, you know what it is?
Because honestly, if he's not holding back the winds of destruction on the world by being president right now, I don't know who else is.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I mean, you know, for another instance, on Maury Povich's show years ago,
right.
There was a little girl, I don't remember her name, I think it was Megan, and you can look it up, but I did a whole video on all of these things. But little Megan was suffering from something called brittle bone disease.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just a little cute, darling little thing, maybe 8, 9, 7 years old. And he was watching TV, and he saw the story. It obviously touched him. And he reached out to Maury, who he's golfed with and is friends with. And he actually called the show and spoke with the little girl live on the show. And then gave, I think, $50,000 or $100,000 to her parents for like future operations and things like that. This is the type of man that they're trying to call a racist. He's one of the most sweetest, nicest people in the entire world.
Right. I'm sure in the spirit realm, Jesus Christ himself is patting him on the head, and so is Moses. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that so many of those stories, you know,
there's... Yeah, it's amazing to me. Like, you know, and you have to understand that Trump is, if you actually look at what he's done the last year and a half since the horror of the Abominator, because Obama was actually deconstructing America. It was under his regime, all these bad actors like Brennan and Clapper and Hillary Clinton was going to become the new anointed queen of the beehive of America. And, you know, Uranium One, I mean, look at all the horrors. I mean, even Mueller's involved with this. If they have an independent counsel, look at what Mueller's done during his tenure, going right back to
the cover-ups
from 9/11. Damn it. I mean,
let me tell you the newest scandal about Mueller, and I'll tell you on your show for your audience. Mueller's top star witness that he has used throughout this entire witch hunt process is a two-time convicted pedophile. Okay?
Whoa.
His name is George Nader. Back in the early 90s, I think 1992, he was arrested and convicted, by the way. There is a conviction in Northern Virginia in the court system for child pornography. Okay?
Wow.
Now, 2003, he was convicted again in Prague in the Czech Republic, this time with 10 counts of child sex to a minor.
Wow.
All right. He got any jail time, unfortunately, because he's very close with Jeffrey Epstein, and he's very close with Bill and Hillary Clinton. There are pictures of him at Lolita Island hanging out with Jeff and with Bill Clinton. And this is the star witness. You've got a two-time convicted pedophile as your star witness. Talk about a credibility issue.
Yeah, what's amazing to me is that the media will hype up this stuff and repeat it so many times, they think by putting it in a media mini-cannon, like the kind of the helicopter the military uses, and firing it a bump, bump, bump to the brains of the unsuspecting audience and public, that somehow it's going to stick, and they're going to affect the elections. Like, you know, people like, you know, just a few days ago, I think it was yesterday, was Mad Maxine Waters. She should be part of the new, if they do another Mad Max, they should incorporate her in the movie, shouldn't they? Mad Maxine?
Yes, good.
Yeah, yeah. Should be Mad Max, remember the Thunderdome, and the second one that came out of here.
The powerful ally of daily bugs and serious pathogens?
Yeah, exactly.
Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah, we've got some more comments to make about this. I see the 2018 was Trump campaigning for pro-Trump GOP senators and Congress people. I call them Congress critters. That mm-hmm. Trump's going to have a red wave, not a blue wave, and that people like Al Green who want to impeach Trump and Mad Maxine whose birthday wish is we want to not only impeach him, we want to harass his staff or maybe even suggest assassination. And the fact that they are suggesting this in the media, or they need to be sanctioned by their political allies to distance themselves. But people that call for this, including Antifa, need to go to the big house, to prison, for a long time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, there's a lot of threats against not just the president, but, you know, conservatives in general. And
we've dealt with this about a month or so ago. Remember, I get death threats on my social media. And I'm going to reiterate this. You can protest all you want. You can have a different opinion. In fact, I want you to have a different opinion. And once we have a chance to dialogue, you might change it and realize I'm not a socialist, but I want health care for all that's affordable. I want to have rational immigration. I want to work visa program so you don't flood and destroy the jobs for existing Americans, whatever their skin color. I want to have a system where America is respected worldwide, not just because we want fair and reciprocal trade, but we want to make sure that the Canadians or Europeans or allies or whatever don't treat us with disrespect. It's like in a family where you're getting disrespected. You want to make sure that the family of our allies and also our enemies or potential enemies. I say this about our current policy with dealing with Putin. He's a competitor, and he's a potential serious enemy in the future, because if we don't start working on a deal with these guys, someday there's going to be Cyrillic, labeled nuclear missiles coming to America to kill us. And people don't realize Trump is trying to fix this. No past president is fixing it. They're even working on renewing the SALT II treaty to make sure Russia has actually been avoiding the treaty and violating, because there's a lot of what we call desk-pounding, vodka-drinking Russians that are just crazy, and they don't mind taking out America, even if it kills them. And the problem is that Trump is the only one that actually uses rational common sense to actually, say denuclearize North Korea and Iran, but also to start working out a deal so Russia can, say, sell their gas and not go bankrupt, and maybe get some industry so they won't decide that America is trying to kill them all. So a quarter of their population last year did a war game simulation, and Russian media said, America wants to nuke you, so we're going to do a war game simulation of World War III. How crazy is this when the first president in a generation, probably in the last 70, 80 years, is actually trying to actually fix these things, and nobody else was, including not only Barack Obama, but idiot George Bush Jr. and George Bush Sr., right back since they assassinated John F. Kennedy, who tried to fix it, and they killed him for it.
Well, look, I guess it really boils down to the fact that this president is a nationalist, and that doesn't mean that he's a fascist. It means that he's a nationalist. It means he puts America first, and he's the only one that's done that. A lot of these other presidents that you just mentioned, they all ask themselves, what would the rest of the world feel about America's decision? But yet, President Trump is doing the right thing, saying, I don't care what the rest of the world feels. What do I owe the American people that I love and the country that I love? What would be the best thing for America, not what the rest of the world thinks about our decisions? And I think it's that mentality that has finally flipped. And because it has flipped, we have seen record-breaking, an economy of record-breaking numbers. We've seen the lowest unemployment. We're out of the Iran deal. We're out of the Paris Accords. We're talking to North Korea, trying to get rid of their nuke program. We would even consider talking to Iran and try to work something with them. We're talking to Russia. We're talking to everybody, and we're doing it from a business standpoint, number one, and more importantly, we're doing it from a position of strength, not weakness. We are back in the driver's seat, and we are leading, and other countries need to get in line and understand that we are that number one superior country out there. And we don't have to flaunt it, but we will show you by example how great we truly are.
Exactly. And that, without a strong, rational, and compassionate America, the world is a dangerous place, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And if we do not lead, then others will fill that vacuum. And when they fill that vacuum, you know what's going to happen? War, chaos, bloodshed, murder, more dictatorships. I mean, if we don't become, and I don't mean to say that we have to be the policemen of the world, but we have to be the peacemen of the world. In other words,
I like that. In other words, we set a standard of compassion for independent, self-actuated nations that don't want to force crazy science like this Paris Accord and climate control. They don't even use the property. It's not even global warming anymore. It's climate change. I'm thinking, the climate's going to keep changing, people, but do you know what's really likely to happen here? Right now we've got fires all over the world. Well, let's parse down the reasons why there's fires. Ozone layer thinning, fire accelerants being put in the upper atmosphere for weaponizing the atmosphere for climate warfare and geotectonic warfare. The fact that they're using drones. There were so many drones, I found out from my regular classified sources up in the car fire, they couldn't even take in helicopters and drop the fire accelerant. There's so damn many drones in the air, they were worried that it was going to get in their blades and bring the copters down. That was going on in the car fire just last week.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? I was like, excuse me, there's a bunch of devils and minions out there doing bad stuff, and we don't want to call it. You know, one of the things is, in a time of tyranny, saying the truth is considered a radical thing, right? And that's what's going on right now.
I actually have that on my show. It's truth is the new hate speech, and in times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act.
Exactly.
Orwell, 1984.
Yeah, exactly. You know, how many fingers am I holding up? And everybody's beating him, you know? And you have to tell them the wrong number of fingers or you're going to get another hit in the head.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
And that's doing to Alex Jones. I mean, you know.
Alex is not going to back off. I mean, the idea that, in fact, if anything, this is going to, millions of more people are going to find out about Alex, but your program, my program, others, that are just raising questions. I tell people, I don't have all the answers, but I got a hell of a lot of good questions.
Yeah,
and because I have raised, and the thing, the most important thing is, ask better questions. You don't have to agree, but if you have a dialogue, we're going to sort out the problems, because that's the thing that sets America apart from every other nation in history, is we are willing to dialogue to sort out problems, aren't we?
Dr. Bill, the problem is, they don't want us to ask those good and important questions anymore.
No.
They don't want the political discourse. They don't want the dissension. They don't want the opposition voices. They don't want the questions to be asked. And they want to supply all the answers. Well, guess what? We don't like answers. And therefore, that's why we're asking questions. And you're never going to stop us from asking questions.
Because you and I are both three-year-olds. As I said earlier, two-year-olds learn to talk. Four-year-olds learn to shut up, but three-year-olds will talk and never shut up. We're both three-year-olds. How's that? We're basically middle-aged and geriatric toddlers.
Yeah, I remember when my kid was like, it was like, why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? You know, why is that lamp over there? Why does the sun come out every day? I mean, it's the inquisitiveness of a 4 or 5 year old child. Really can help in broadcasting and in journalism, because if you're not asking questions, then you're accepting what they want you to believe as the truth. And that is never going to be a good thing.
And we're not beholden to a network. For example, we don't have network editors saying, oh, you can't say that. That will upset our coffee manufacturer or our chair manufacturer or our airline. So if you raise that comment, their board won't like it. I mean, so we don't have that pressure, do we? We just try to ask better questions.
You know, on the flip side of that, that's why CNN and MSNBC are afraid of me. That's why Right Wing Watch and Kyle Mentila is afraid of me and will not come and debate me on the issues. That's why Van Jones turned me down to do a debate. That's why many on the left have refused to debate me, because they're scared deathless that they're going to be exposed.
I got a question for you. Did you hear that they're sentencing coming up for Reality Winner? That she renamed herself Reality Winner? How would all these other people that are not little lower-level minions going to get a 10-year sentence? Why does Hillary not wear orange? I think she'd look fabulous, as they say, in an orange jumpsuit. Wouldn't you think so?
I really do. Are you saying that Reality Winner is getting 10 years? That's it?
That's what they're talking about, 10 years. They were talking at 5, now they say they're going to give her the longest sentence, at least 10, maybe longer.
She should have been executed for what she did.
Well, you know, the fact is that the other guys are getting a slap on the hands, and even Peter Strzok is still going to get severance pay, isn't he?
Gosh, I hope not. I don't know if they're trying to block that or not. I hope they are.
Even during the hearing, Strzok is putting on his ugly dog face, I call it.
He looked demon-possessed.
Didn't he? It looked like, man, this should be a set of a real, you know, B-demon movie or something. He would be a great extra, wouldn't he?
It was scary, for sure.
Yeah, it was.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.